For 6 months, Sharp roamed Liverpool, London, Paris, Brussels, and Rome, often covertly, so he wouldn't arouse suspicion among possible Surratt cohorts or local authorities, to retrace the fugitive steps and hunt for Americans who might have helped him along the way. He had a grand time touring Europe, enjoying it hugely, he said. He intended a formal dinner at the French ambassador's residence in Rome and discussed European geopolitics with everyone along the way. Sharp found American prestige had risen one monstrous stride because of the Union victory, he wrote his uncle. Though Europeans were perplexed over how magnanimous the North had been to the South after the war. Sharp also ran across Europeans who hate us because we have succeeded. He returned to Washington in July and reported to Seward that he had found no proof of Americans in Europe helping Surratt that was strong enough for the U.S. government to demand their extradition. The next year, Seward sent Sharp on another fact-finding trip, this time to Vermont to investigate plans by the Fenians, a radical Irish group, to invade Canada. After his two trips, a newspaper touted him as a good candidate for a diplomatic posting. No position overseas came his way. Back home, Sharp became a proud member of what was called the Grant family of generals, subordinates from the war who revered the army commander and remained at his beck and call. Sharp, who had become a family friend, campaigned for Grant during the 1868 presidential election, and afterward performed political favors for the White House. Patrick was not a family member. Disgusted with radical Republicans, he remained a loyal Democrat and ran for New York State Treasurer. He was defeated and turned his attention to his first love, tending his cropland near Manlius, New York, and speaking around the state to agricultural societies on the virtues of scientific farming.